All right. Hello. It's good to be here. So like Donnie said, we do a devotion on Thursdays, and I asked our family after a couple years of coming up with the devotions myself if there was anything that they wanted to learn or know more about, and the consensus was they wanted to learn how to study the Bible. Where do you start? How do you dig in to the Word? And so I prepared this. This is not an exclusive study. This is something that I kind of compiled from different sources. And after sharing it, like I said, Donnie thought that maybe you guys could benefit. Sounds like some of you are familiar with the Word, some of you are not, so I think everybody could benefit. So hopefully this will give you some tools that you can take with you and your time of study at home you can learn. So the first question I have is, why do we need to study the Bible? Why do we need to study? I've got 8 verses. They're on your paper, so you don't need to get into your Bible, but I need 8 volunteers to read these. And if you'll raise your hand, I'll assign you a verse, and when we get to it, I'll let you know. So, Blaine, Proverbs 2, 1 through 6, you got the first one. Amy, the second one, 2 Timothy 3:16. Josh, John 5:39. I don't remember Matt, your first name. Matt, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. JC, John 14:6.
Anna,
James 1:22. It's on your page there, and I got 2 more. Hebrews 4:12, and Jenny, Isaiah 55:11. Okay, so when I get to those, I'll let you know you can read that. So why do we need to study? Proverbs 2, 1 through 6 tells us, so Blaine, you can read that one.
My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
Yes, and Proverbs is kind of known as the book of wisdom. Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He was King David's son, and he was known as the wisest man to ever live. And he wrote Proverbs, so it's full of wisdom. And this scripture is telling us that we need to read and study and search the scripture so that we might learn and grow, gain knowledge and understanding. So that's why we study. God tells us to. And God's word helps us navigate through life. Anything that you're struggling with, anything that you need, you're going to find answers in the word. It's beneficial to us, and that is spoken of in 2 Timothy 3:16. I think Amy's got
all
that one.
All scripture breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Yeah, so God's word is profitable. It's beneficial to us, and I highlighted the 4 ways that it helps us: teaching, reproof, correction, and training. The teaching part, that tells us what we need to do, what is true. It connects us with life, and it gives us tools that we can apply. The reproof is like rebuke. It makes us realize what is wrong in our lives, tells us when we get it wrong and when we're headed in the wrong direction. If you're in the Word any amount of time, you've probably come across a verse that has convicted your heart that you're doing something wrong, and that's the correct. That's the reproof part. Correction, that part shows us how to get it right. He shows us what we can do to live right. And training in righteousness, that teaches us also what is right and how we can do it. So we need to be reading the scriptures. That was, I think Jose stated that. It's kind of what we were talking about here. It's important to be in the Word. Study is a spiritual discipline. There's many spiritual disciplines. Study is one of those. But study goes a little deeper than just reading or hearing the Word. Study lets you really dig in and get more out of it. But if we study the Word only to gain knowledge, it will puff us up and it can be a source of pride. So we need to be careful that our purpose for studying is not just to know more. There is a greater purpose, and that is stated in John 5:39. Josh, did you have John 5:39?
Jesus says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me."
And Jesus spoke these words. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. The word is important, but the word, we don't just read the word just to know what it says so we can, you know, be smarter. The scriptures, as he says in the second part of that verse, point to Jesus. It is they that bear witness about me. The entire Bible really points to Jesus. I mean, it's about him. And he is the ultimate object of our study. Study is not an academic pursuit or to make us feel good or smarter. The whole point of Bible study is to know God more. That's the whole purpose. So keeping that in mind, when you do sit down to read scripture, with knowing him more as your focus, you can ask yourself, what does this say about who God is? And that will help you know God more through the word. And there's a warning in here, 2 Timothy 3:1-7.
But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over gullible women, who are loaded down with sin and are swayed away by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth.
Most of the New Testament was written to the church, and that's important to know that this was not necessarily written to unbelievers, but to believers. In this particular book, Timothy, the Apostle Paul wrote this book to Timothy, who was a disciple of his. So he's speaking to a believer here. So I believe that this warning is for us believers, and we are living in these end times. You probably know people that are living like this, or maybe some of us are struggling. The last part of the scripture that I highlighted, always learning but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. This is about reading the Bible, gaining knowledge. You're studying, you're reading, you're learning, you're growing. But if that's all you do and you never come to a knowledge of the truth, he's saying that these kind of people, that's what happens to them. So what is the truth? John 14:6. Who has that?
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life.
So Jesus said, I am the truth. So this is saying, always learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's a knowledge of Christ. So again, this just reaffirms that our whole object of study is to know Christ. So read your Bible every day. I can't stress that enough. It's really important to be in the Word. And if you're in the Word consistently, God will speak to you through his Word. And you're going to gain a better understanding as you read through the different books of the Bible. So my advice would be to choose a book and just start reading. Doesn't matter where you start. Highlight verses. Everybody has a journal and a highlighter and a pen. That's just to help you get started. If you didn't get one, you can get one afterwards. But if you're reading and something sticks out, you know, highlight it. And then you can apply some of these tips that we're going to go over. These are just, again, not exclusive, just some things that I've compiled from different sources and from my own personal experience of how you can really dig into the Word. This first part is kind of my process. This is what I do pretty regularly. The first thing I would advise is when you sit down to read the Bible, pray. Ask God, open my understanding, help me to be able to grasp what I'm reading and then apply it to my life. God will do that. He delights to answer those types of prayers. One thing that you can do when you're studying, you can do a word study. This is a simple looking up a word in the dictionary. What does it mean? Maybe looking up the thesaurus, the dictionary app is a great source because you can just click dictionary thesaurus and it will give you other words that mean the same thing. And it could be a word that you know what it means, but this just really helps you expand your understanding. If you really want to go deep in a word study, you can study the root word, like the Greek word. I don't get into that, but a lot of pastors do and they share the meaning of the word from the original text. Something else you can do, read that passage in other versions of the Bible. I do this almost daily. I use my Bible app. Read a scripture, I'm like, I really like that, and I look it up in different versions, and it just gives you a bigger picture, a better understanding. The Amplified Bible, I noted that here, it amplifies, it gives more context, so that's a good source. Cross-references in your Bible, most Bibles will have in the center or at the bottom little notes, and next to the text, it'll have like a letter or a number, and it will direct you to that reference, and you can find that and read what it says, and maybe it'll take you to another scripture, so that's a way that you can study. A study Bible is a good source. It has notes in it. Commentary is just, again, an expansion of it. What does the scripture mean? It gives some history. You can just Google commentary, but I would be cautious with this because there's a lot of sources out there that can't be trusted. So I would be careful if you do that. Just make sure you're knowing who the source is. Meditation. This is another thing that I recommend when you're reading, not to just read the text, but to meditate on it. And meditation is kind of like chewing on it. And our pastor shared it this way. He said a cow has four stomachs A cow will chew its cud, it will chew its food, it will swallow it, it regurgitates, it chews on it some more, it swallows it again, regurgitates, chews on it. It's meditation is that idea of always being in the process of digesting, chewing on that. Some other words for that would be ponder, consider, reflect, or contemplate. So you're just really thinking on the scripture. What does this scripture mean, and what does it mean to me and for my life? Reading scripture out loud is helpful. I don't know, some of you are probably visual learners. You read and you can picture something. Other people learn better by hearing. If you're an auditory learner, I recommend reading it out loud. And I sometimes, if I'm sitting down to read, and more times than not, I get really distracted. My mind just won't shut down, and I'm thinking of my day, what I got to do. It helps me if I read the scripture out loud, because then I can focus better. So that's something you can do that might be helpful. Number 8 is really, really important, application. If we're not applying what we're reading, our lives are not going to be changed. So what I like to do is I like to take whatever circumstance I'm in that day, whatever I'm struggling with, whatever scripture I read, I like to bring that struggle into the light of that scripture. And what does this mean? So an example, be anxious for nothing. Most of us know that verse. So if I'm anxious and I'm struggling with, you know, maybe I'm anxious about finances, or I'm anxious about, you know, something that's coming up later that day, whatever it might be in your life, if I read, be anxious for nothing, I would say, okay, what am I anxious about? And I would bring that thing into the light of that scripture. And that scripture goes on to say to pray about everything, right? Don't be anxious about anything. Pray about everything. So it's telling me to pray about it. And then it says, then the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. So it's this idea of releasing in order to receive. So I have to release that anxiety so that I can receive God's peace. And so when you're sitting down to study and you come across a verse, do that. You know, be real with God. God knows what you're going through already anyway. Just bring it to him and take that scripture that you're reading and apply it. Bring your circumstances into that scripture. Because God's word is meant to be transformative, right? We're not just reading it again to gain knowledge. We're reading it to know Christ, and Christ changes us. So the application part is extremely important. James 1:22, who has that one? Yeah, so this is telling us we need to do what the word says. We don't just want to hear it, read it, and know it. We need to live it. Okay, so that's the application part. So the next few sections here, I'm probably not going to read through all of this just for the sake of time, but these are some tools for you. So when you sit down to read some scripture, you can ask yourself some questions like this first part. What does it say? What does it mean? What does it mean in my life, and what will I do about what God has said to me? So you can take that portion of scripture, you can read these questions, answer them. That's what these journals, well, they're composition notebooks, but I couldn't find journals. You could write the answers to these questions. Write the scripture down, answer the questions, and that will just help you remember it more, and it'll help you apply it. There's two sections after that. These are acronyms, SPECS and SOAP. So SPECS, for example, you could read the passage of scripture, and then you could ask yourself, what are some sins to avoid in this scripture? Write them down. What are promises I can claim? Write those down. Examples to follow or not to follow. Commands to obey, and then you can summarize and apply. So you could use SPECS, just that section for that day. Note, too, that not every passage you read will apply. All of these won't apply to every passage, but some of them will. SOAP is another acronym you can use. Scripture, identify a verse that was meaningful, write it out. Observation, what is being taught, why is it important, write out anything that you observe from that. Again, application, ask yourself, so what? What action step can I take as a result of what I've just learned? And then write out a prayer. So that's another one you can use. Bible journaling tips, as you read, ask yourself who, what, where, when, and how. Again, you can read through these questions and answer them as you read. If you're reading one of the Gospels, that's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these are some questions you can ask if you're reading Gospels. There's 11 there. I won't read all of those. If you're reading a parable, which is the stories that Jesus told in the Gospels, you can apply some of these questions. Some other questions you can ask, and I love this one, because God's word is truth, right? And when you read it, he reveals truth to you. So you can say, how does this truth affect my relationship with God, my relationship with others? How does it affect me, and how does it affect my response to Satan? And you can write that down. If you don't know where to start, that was one of the concerns our family had. They're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know where to go. And I can't really tell you where to go. I think the New Testament for sure, maybe John or 1 John are good books to start. But I would ask you, do you want to learn more about who Jesus was and his life and ministry? Then read the Gospels. Start in Matthew and read through the first four books of the New Testament. If you need encouragement, go to the Psalms. Full of encouraging words. If you want to learn how to live in wisdom, go to Proverbs. If you want to learn history, you can go to the Old Testament. But I would just recommend starting somewhere. And something I do, too, is I put a tab in my Bible. So if I can get there, sorry. So, like, I'll put a tab up here and then a tab here. So when I go to read, I'll just open it to where the tab is, and then I'll wherever my tab is, I'll start reading there. And then I'll just move this. I read as much as I want and just move my tab. So then when I go to sit down and read, I have a starting point. That helps. And understand, too, that you're not going to grasp everything all at once. I think it's a lifelong process. I've been a believer for 19 years and fairly consistently growing and reading. And there's so much I don't know. So, don't get discouraged that you don't know a lot. Just being in the Word is what's important. And it does take time to understand the characters of the Bible, the context, how it all kind of comes together. But the more you read, the more you'll learn that. Something else that some of you may have already experienced, you can read a scripture one day and maybe weeks, even years down the road, you can read that same scripture and it means something else to you, depending on where you are. And there's a reason for that. Hebrews 4:12. Who has Hebrews?
4:12. The word of God is living and active.
God's word is living and active. It's alive, and living things move, grow, and reproduce. God's word does that. So God's word is going to do something when you read it. You can count on that. And the important thing, again, is that you're in the word. Be consistent with it. Stay committed. Even if it doesn't make sense, and that's going to happen, you're going to have times you're going to read and you're not going to understand what it means or how does this apply to me today. I would say just read. Some days you're not going to feel it. You're not going to want to. I would still encourage you to go to the Word. Trust God that He'll do something through it. He's going to bless your obedience in that. He will speak to you. Sometimes you're going to experience revelation, great understanding, and application. Other times it's going to feel dry. You're not going to feel anything, and that's okay. Don't give up. Just keep reading. Keep trusting. Something else that is helpful, if you're struggling with something specific, maybe it's anger, maybe it's lust, maybe it's fear, name it. There's a lot of things we could be struggling with. Look up scriptures on that. I have a concordance at home that you can look up a word and find scriptures, but Google works just as well. Just Google it. What are some scriptures on? And then put that word in there. It'll give you scriptures, and then read through those and see what God has to say about what you're struggling with. And then find one of those that maybe you can hold on to, that you can memorize. So that's something that's helpful if you're struggling and you don't really know what to do or where to go. And I would encourage you, be real with God. You know, He already knows your struggle. There is not a right or wrong way to study. Again, it's a daily thing. God says that His word is the bread of life. Just like you can't live on yesterday's food, you can't live on yesterday's word. You need a fresh word every day. And understand that God will work through your obedience, and His word accomplishes its purpose. Isaiah 55:11.
So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
So when God's word is spoken, read, it's going to do something. And you can count on it. Even if you don't feel it or know it or see it today, God's word is doing something. So my encouragement to you is to be in the word. Use some of these tools. You know, again, there's more out there. If you're interested in learning more, I'm sure you can find more information about it. Be in the word. You've got a highlighter there. Highlight verses that mean something. Make notes in your Bible. Maybe date them. We date in our Bibles a lot, things that happen, and it's really cool to look back. If I'm praying a scripture over somebody and I can see answer to that prayer and say, look, on this date I did this, and now look where things are. It's just encouraging to do that. The journal, again, journals are nice just to write down your questions. Again, if you are doing this and you have questions, write them down and ask somebody. Most of you have mentors, somebody that's more mature in the faith that might be able to help. Write down your questions and get them answered, but I would just encourage you to get into the Word. God will speak to you, and He will do something. And that's all I've got. Thank you.